Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom with a side of real talk. You know that feeling when you're going for something tough, and all you want is someone to just get it? That feeling of connection, knowing you're not alone in this crazy journey called life? Well, today we're diving deep into how building genuine connections and fostering a sense of community can be absolutely vital for our mental well-being. Because let's face it, we're all humans trying to navigate this world together, and sometimes that means leaning on each other. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Brandon, isn't building connections kinda hard in this day and age? We've got screens separating us more than ever. And hey, you're not wrong. But the Stoics knew something we need to remember: connection is a fundamental human need. It's woven into our very being. We thrive when we feel a sense of belonging, when we share experiences and support each other through thick and thin. So, how do we actually make this happen? Here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you build those bridges and foster genuine connections. 1. Practice active listening. Ever been in a conversation where someone just waiting for their turn to talk instead of really hearing what you're saying? Yeah, not fun. Active listening means giving your full attention, making eye contact, asking clarifying questions, and truly understanding the other person's perspective. It shows them that they matter and that you value their thoughts and feelings. 2. Be authentically you. Don't try to be someone you're not to fit in. Authenticity is magnetic. People are drawn to genuine connections. So embrace your quirks, share your passions, and let your true self shine through. Remember, the right people will appreciate you for who you are, flaws and all. 3. Start small. You don't have to become best friends with everyone overnight. Start by making an effort in everyday interactions. Smile at someone, hold the door open, offer a genuine compliment. These small acts of kindness can go a long way in building connections. 4. Join groups and activities. Ever felt like you're searching for your tribe? Joining groups or activities that align with your interests is a fantastic way to meet people who share your passions. Think book clubs, sports teams, volunteer organizations, the possibilities are endless. 5. Cultivate gratitude. You know what they say, gratitude unlocks the fullness of life. When you focus on the good in your life and express appreciation for the people around you, it creates a positive ripple effect that attracts more connection and joy. Let me tell you a story about this. I was feeling pretty isolated a while back. I'd moved to a new city, and my old routine had been completely disrupted. I felt like I was adrift in a sea of faces, and none of them seemed to get me. Then, I decided to join a local hiking group. Now, I'm not a super outdoorsy person, but the idea of being in nature with other people sounded appealing. Well, that one decision changed everything. I met this incredible group of people who were passionate about hiking, exploring, and just being kind to each other. We'd go on these adventures together, sharing stories, laughing, and supporting each other through challenging trails. That experience taught me the power of shared experiences in building genuine connections. It reminded me that even when life throws you curveballs, there are always people out there who want to connect and share the journey with you. So, remember these key takeaways. Practice active listening, be your authentic self, start small, join groups and activities, and cultivate gratitude. They are not just words, they are practical steps that can make a real difference in your life. The bottom line is this. You are worthy of connection, and you have the power to build meaningful relationships with others. So go out there, make those connections, and remember you're not alone in this. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, be sure to share it with a friend who might need a little boost. Leave a review, let me know your thoughts on social media, or just keep coming back for more daily doses of Stoic wisdom. Until next time, stay strong and connected, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.